Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Saturday, the 15th of March 2025. Today's topic is reading while traveling. Our text today is taken from Acts chapter 8, verses 26 through 35. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. Verse 27. And he arose and went, and, behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning, and sitting in his chariot read Esaias the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near, and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him, and heard him read the prophet Esaias, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? Verse 31. And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this, He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip, and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself, or of some other man? Verse 35. Then Philip opened his mouth, and began at the same scripture, and preached unto him Jesus. Our memory verse today is taken from Acts chapter 26 verse 35. Was returning, and sitting in his chariot read Esaias the prophet. Knowledge gives power over ignorance and oppression. In times past, it was common to see people buy magazines and newspapers while boarding buses. As the journey progressed, each one got occupied with reading his choice item. Today, the internet and social media world have nothing to do with prints. They have even improved the ease of reading during travels. People now focus on electronic media of their choice to read, listen to audio contents or watch videos for information, enlightenment and entertainment. The Ethiopian eunuch is a model of an ardent lover of the Word of God. In his journey he spent time reading from the book of Isaiah. The Bible and many other Christian books are now available in a library for every seeker to read. Many others are still in hard copies. Reading or listening to the Word of God keeps one spiritually alive. Being full of God's Word on a journey draws you close to Him. It also builds confidence in you against any hazards on the way. Academic and professional books should also be your companions. Quote for the day. People now focus on electronic media. The challenge for today is study to show yourself approved unto God. Prayer. Father, create thirst for your word in me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.